as the Clitheroe Kids with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Alfie Hall, the Smuggling Twit.
Look, Sarge, this is all wrong. Do we have to let this fellow go after what he's done, attacking me, giving me a black eye?
Now look, PC Halliwell, stop arguing and unlock that cell door, or I'll let him out and stick you in there in his place.
But, Sarge...
Don't butt me.
I'd like to.
What was that, Halliwell?
I'd like to know why we're letting him go like this.
Because the gentleman's innocent, that's why.
Yes, I'm innocent. Yeah, I didn't do what I did. Well, I did do it, but when I did it, I didn't know I did it. And if I don't know what I did, what I've done.
That's what you should be. Done.
Halliwell.
Yes, Sarge.
Are you free now, Mr. Hall? Your two friends are waiting in there.
Is that... Oh, don't tell me. One will be Jimmy. He's a young lad, and I hope the other one's Susan. She's a girl. I don't mean young like Jimmy. Is she a big girl?
Yeah, a big fat one in a kilt.
Halliwell, I shan't tell you again.
But, Sarge...
He went through here, Grandad.
Jimmy, come back. Who went through here?
That dozy-looking copper and the sergeant with the big feet and... Oh, heck. Hello, sergeant. I didn't see you. Can I polish your whistle for you?
Oh, shut up, Jimmy. I'm sorry about this, Sergeant. Flowers. Sergeant Flowers.
What's your first name, Daisy?
No, that'll do. Are you letting Alfie go, Sergeant?
Yes, Mr. Sinclair. We've caught the real smuggler and his accomplice, and they both confess.
Yes, I'm innocent. I didn't done it. Did it. Do it. And I didn't really smuggle their watches into England.
It was another twit.
Yeah, an accident. Well, I thumped you once.
Thump him too. One for me.
Halliwell, get back on the desk.
Oh, all right, Sarge. But I don't see the super about this. He attacked me, held me down while the other one belted me, and I've still got the bruises all over me.
Look, Sergeant, I feel a bit responsible for this. After all, your policeman was attacked in my house.
I know, Mr. Sinclair. And your grandson played no small part in the affair, I might say.
Look, I didn't know that he was the body. I did it all Halliwell when I tripped him up. Me and Alfie were innocent victims. I was the stool pigeon, see, and Alfie was the gas cuckoo.
Yeah, Jimmy, that. I'm warning you, Jimmy Clitheroe.
Stop it, Jimmy. Alfie. How did you come to have those watches with you in the first place?
Ah, well, you see, what happened
it
was...
It will be quicker if I tell him, sir. You see, Mr. Hall had been in Paris on business with his boss and was returning home on the cross-channel steamer from France. Well, unfortunately for him, on the same boat was a right load of trouble, known to us as Charlie.
I know him. He has a big gunk and won't let us in the market.
Not him, son. He's an ex-actor, Mr. Sinclair, with one of those double-barreled names, eh?
The Price of Windy Ham.
Yes, Charles Price Wyndham. He used to be on the stage. He's a man of many voices and disguises. Oh, we've been after him for years.
Yeah, and he had these watches and his wife.
Tell it, sir. He had these watches with him, and he was tipped off that he'd be searched at Dover. Well, because of the tip-off, he planted the watches on a mug, on Mr. Hall. And he was cracking on. He was an ex-army officer. I believe he didn't have to give the customs bloke a ticking off.
I've never heard of such damned impertinence in my life. Stripping and searching me without warning. I could have had me tatty underwear on. You needn't think your apologies have brought you out of trouble. I'll write to your CO. Submitting an ex-army man to such an indignity, you're damn lucky you didn't get me shooting stick round left stern.
That sorted him out, eh, Agatha?
Oh, Charles, you were wonderful. He's strong and masterful. You're a born... What's the word I'm looking for?
Liar?
Yes. No. I mean, your powers of mimicry and disguise, you're absolutely brilliant.
Jawohl, mein Frau. I am the Wackelholm's whiskers, my...
Stop it, Charles, you buffoon. Oh, darling, wasn't it funny with that Mr. Hall earlier on?
You mean when he caught me with his suitcase open just after I slipped the watches in it?
Yes, and I was helping you. What was it you said to him that fooled him so completely?
Steward and stewardess, Gov, just repacking your suitcase before we dock, Gov.
And you barely believed that, Charles.
Believed that he thanked me for my trouble and gave me a shilling tip.
Oh, stop pulling my leg. Darling, will you relieve him of the watches as soon as he's through customs?
Well, it depends whether I'm still being watched by the Rogers old girl. Anyway, I know where to find Mr. All at Home. I asked him for his name and address.
As the steward, you mean? What excuse did you give?
I told him I wanted it for the visitor's book.
Well, you were right about one thing when you picked him.
You mean about him being stupid enough not to arouse the custom officer's suspicions? Oh, it works sometimes, if you can find a big enough twit.
Look, Mr. Hall, don't bother looking for the key of your case. We'll be here all day.
Oh, well, I must find it. Now, where could my key be? It's not in my pocket, it's in my wallet. Ah, no, I'll look in my case.
You'll look in your case?
Yes, I've got to find my key so I can unlock my case and show you I'm not the crew. Oh, here we are.
Your suitcase. It was unlocked.
Ah, that's right. Now I can look for my key and unlock my case and I'm a twit.
Well, we agree on something, sir. Now, close your case and I'll chalk it so you can be off.
Abbott, you won't ask me if I've got anything to declare.
Don't declare it. Have you anything to declare?
Yes. I declare I've had a very good trip. That's a joke Jimmy told me. Now, this is my list of presents. You can see me if you take my pyjamas off.
Take your pyjamas? Oh, off the top of your case. Don't bother, Mr. Hall. The list will do.
Oh, well, here you are. The first one's Susan.
Yes.
She wanted an item in the shop, but I couldn't find a home to ask. That that's a man, you see. And I bought myself 5 pairs of socks, I'm shy.
Yes. Are these the prices next to the items?
Yeah, they're francs. No, not Frank's presents. Frank's money. You know, the prices.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Hall.
You mean I can go?
The quicker the better. Cheerio, Mr. Hall.
Oh, cheerio. Then I'll just shut my case and now we're up. I'm talking and I can't straighten up and... Oh, wait a minute. I got my tie trapped in my suitcase.
For you. A street swap. You like this? Some French foreign stamps for your roller skates. You what? How many stamps? I don't know. It depends how many postcards Daft Alfie writes to Scraggy Annie. Ah, Susan. One came this morning and got it here. The stamp? A French penny black. No such thing. Well, it's black now. I've just stuck my mucky thumb on it.
Mother, I can't find that card anywhere.
Well, it definitely came this morning. Ask Jimmy if he's seen it.
Hey, Ollie, you should read this card from Alfie. Mon cher Susie. That's froggy talk. Mon cher Susie. It means she's got a plush seat and knobbly legs.
Here, Jimmy.
Hang on, Ollie. The chair's just waddled in.
Have you seen it? Give me that postcard.
Wait a minute. I'm just talking to Ozzy about it.
What? You're not reading Alfie's card over the phone to Ozzy, are you?
It's all right. I'll pack it in when I come to the sloppy bit.
Listen, Ozzy.
Mon cher Susie.
Give me that phone.
Oh, get off your big sofa. Well, you wrong thing. You've got me call off.
I'll cut your breath off if you don't give me that card.
Just a minute, you two. Let the referee climb in the ring first.
Mother, he's got Alfie's card and he was reading it to Ozzy over the phone.
Only the mum shirt. There's nothing at all about the two jewels, Lamour.
Give me that card. Oh, look at it, Mother, covered in dirt and oil.
Well, I've just been cleaning my bike.
Well, go and have a ride on it. Go to the North Pole or somewhere.
All right, Susan, just stop shouting.
You tell her, Mum.
There'll be enough noise as it is when I thrash this young menace.
Not telling her, Mum.
What?
I haven't done anything.
Not much you haven't. Thanks to your filthy hands, I can't read what day it says Alfie's coming home.
I thought it was the weekend, Susan, Friday night.
Well, he's written here, you can now expect me home, and then a great big stain.
Ha ha, that stain's a code. It's not France he's gone to, it's Greece. The stain, Mum, it's Greece.
It'll be blood if you don't behave. Oh, that's all gone.
Oh, all right, Mum.
Now, let's see if we can read what he says.
Hello, Jimmy, it's me.
Alfie, just the fellow we want. What day did you say you were coming home on our Susan's postcard?
End of the week, Friday.
Good. See you on Friday when you get back, Alfie. Have a good trip.
Thank you. Give over.
Oh, this is your twin brother, then?
Yes. No, it's me. I went, and now I'm back. 3 days early. And there's nobody in the tower house because they're away, so I thought I'd pop round here. So I saw Mr. Sinclair here in the street near our house, and I told him my mum and dad were away, and there was no food in the house, and the shops were shut. And he said, come round here. Yeah, I would have been back earlier, but the car conked out on the M1. It was just when I'd been driving that the bus had a breakdown.
You mean all his hair went white?
Not a nervous one. You see, his belt broke.
And his pants fell down.
Yes. No, that pan belt, and that's what held us up, and he ate all my chocolates. I'm starving.
Yes, well, we're very glad to see you, Alfie. You can stay the night with pleasure. Now, come and sit down by the fire while Susan's cooking you some food.
Yeah, put your sausage while I get the stomach pump.
Jesus of Jimmy. Here, have my cheer, Alfie.
Aye, in a minute, Mr. Sinclair. I want to unpack my case first and give you all your presents.
Presents? Good lad, Alfie. My best friend. Or as they say in Froggy Land, Mon Army.
I wish you were in Froggy Land. Shut up.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring my case with me because it's got me nice things in it. Yeah, I did look for some clean ones at home, but you should have seen the mess. Drawers all over the floor. Not drawers you wear, drawers you put your drawers in. Ooh, the place is right, Dick.
But Alfie, weren't you worried when you saw the stuff all over the floor?
Oh yeah, I was dead worried because I knew what had caused all the mess. My dad looking for his dicky bow.
Well, why did that worry you?
I took it to France with me.
No, I was meaning you could have had burglars. Was there anything missing?
Oh, yeah, there was. The cat.
Cat burglars!
Shut up, Jimmy. There's nothing else missing, Alfie?
Not that I can see. It was me dad out back, because nobody else has been near the house except the two people.
What two people?
Mrs. Arbuckle next door saw him in the garden earlier on. They asked if she knew whether I was back or not.
But they didn't say who they were.
No, they just said they were looking for Mr. Alfred Hall, who was returning from France today. Hey, how did they know I'd come back 3 days early? I didn't tell anybody, only my auntie.
Well, it's obvious who they were. Oh, the men from Uncle.
Get away. One of them was a woman.
Well, they're very clever at disguises.
You're going to be ready in 5 minutes, Alfie.
Thanks, Susan. Here, from me to you, a present from Gay Paris.
Oh, thank you, Alfie. Shall I open it now?
Yeah, go on. Here, Mrs. Sinclair, a bottle of French cognac. 3 stars. And that's what you'll see if you took too much of it.
Well, thanks, Alfie. That's very kind of you.
And here you are, Mrs. Clitheroe, some genuine French lace made in Japan.
Thank you, Alfie. What a nice surprise.
Well, what about me? Doesn't the little garçon get anything?
Yes, you'll really enjoy this, Jimmy.
Alfie, what am I supposed to do with this present?
Let me see. Well, them watches are for watching yourself, and they'll be behind your watches.
Let me see. Alfie, there's dozens of them.
Yeah, what? I never bought all them watches.
Don't tell us you got them on tick.
Shut up. Alfie, somebody must have put them there. Did anybody tamper with your case on the boat?
Well, no. Except for the steward and stewardess when they repacked it for me without asking.
That sounds a funny thing to do. What they look like, these two?
Well, she had a big fur coat on, and he had a posh brown overcoat with one of them Ashcan collars.
Well, then, a cross-channel boat in a fur coat and a brown overcoat. Didn't you think that was strange?
No, because it was very cold on deck.
It must have been. It's frozen your brains up.
You'd be cheating.
Well, stewards wouldn't be dressed like that. Where were you going to sell the watches, Alfie?
In the market?
Yes, I thought I forget. No, I'm not selling them.
Oh, well, if you're giving them away, put me down for 6.
Well, Jimmy, now look, Alfie, you've got to report this to the police.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I'd better go home right away.
Oh, what for?
Well, I'll need to prove who I am so they'll know I'm innocent. I want to get my passport and the firm's papers. I'll phone the police from there.
Shall I keep your food warm for you, Alfie?
Yeah, all right, Susan. I'll be as quick as I can.
But Alfie, don't go yet. Alfie, wait. Oh, the rotten thing has taken his suitcase with my present still in it. Wonder what it is. I wish it was all them watches. Smashing. I'd be able to use that saying then, wouldn't I, Grandad?
What saying?
There's no present like the time. watches, Dan. Oh, I'm a scream. Oh, as they say in Froggy Land, je suis ouvert avec mes cough drops.
Jimmy, will you give me that box of watches?
Why should I? They're not yours.
Do as Susan says, Jimmy.
I was only counting them, Mum.
We've already counted them, and so have you. Twice. There's 105.
I only make it 104.
You didn't count the one on your wrist. Put it back.
Oh, I forgot, Mum.
You mean you thought we'd forget?
I knew you wouldn't, elephant conk.
Don't you be cheeky. Now, that'll be Alfie back. Susan, let him in, will you?
Right you are, Mother.
Yes, hurry up. I want to see my present. I hope it's a rattlesnake. If it is, I'll give it some of that pie you cooked and poison it.
Honestly, the way you two go on, you'd never believe you were brother and sister.
That's what I think. My stork didn't bring her. She came on a broomstick.
Hello, Mrs. Featherville. Can I use your phone, please, to ring the police?
Of course, Alfie, but I thought you were ringing from your house.
It's out of order.
That's right. The phone is, not the house. I went in, got all my papers and things, dialed the police station number, but nothing happened. So I was just ringing up the operator to tell her the police phone was out of order when I remembered it was our phone, not the police station in our house. The one that was out of order. I forgot, you see. It was out of order today when I rang up my Auntie Maggie and told her I'd come back from France.
Alfie, don't be silly. How could you speak to your auntie if your phone was out of order?
I phoned from the house next door.
That just proves what I've always said. Susan's not just an ugly face. She's stupid with it.
It was my fault. I didn't explain I was next door. It would never enter Susan's head.
You're right, Alfie. It couldn't enter Susan's head.
No.
No, because it's out of order.
Exactly. Now look at you.
Take no notice of him, Alfie. Go and ring the police.
Yes, Alfie. And Jimmy, if we have any more cheek from you, I'll be ringing for an ambulance.
Yes, Mum. Sorry, Mum.
Right, I'll go and phone that, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Mother, do you see what time it is? 5:25.
Oh, dear, we're supposed to be there in 5 minutes. Alfie, we'll have to leave you to it and see you later.
That's all right, Mum. I'll stay here and help Alfie. Come on, Alfie.
Don't stand for any nonsense, Alfie.
Don't worry, Susan. Jimmy, you shouldn't shut the door while a lady's talking.
That's no lady. That's my sister. Hey, I forgot. I haven't taken my present out of this suitcase of yours yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, get it out while I phone the police.
Oh, you great clock. It's locked. Give me the key.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I locked it before I took it home. Anyway, you can soon... What? I can't find the key.
You what? Turn your pockets out. It must be in one of them. I hope you haven't lost it.
Well, it doesn't seem to be... Oh, of course. I remember now. I took it out of my jacket pocket when I was sorting out my papers.
Well, which pocket is it in?
None of them. I left it on the dressing table.
What?
Yes. I remember I emptied my pocket. When I...
Will you talk a bit slower, please? I'm Police Sergeant Flowers, not a shorthand typist.
I'm sorry, Flowers. You're sergeant to me. But you see, I smuggled these watches, only I didn't. Well, I did, but I didn't know I was.
Look, we've been over all that, sir. I've got all that down. You can explain it in detail to a police constable I'm sending over.
Oh, well, I'm waiting out for him. No, not there, without the Clitheroes, where I'm phoning from, because the phone doesn't work. Not here, it's there, without.
Please, sir, please. I'm sending Police Constable Bradley to Clitheroe's house to the address you gave me.
Tell him to bring some skeleton keys to open this fight.
I can't ask him to do that to get you a present.
What are you two talking about?
If you haven't got any keys, tell Constable Bradley to bring the murder bag.
The murder bag?
Yes, if Alfie doesn't get this case open, I'll throttle him.
Listen, I'm a busy man. Just stay where you are and wait for Constable Bradley. Goodbye. Oh, there's one in every village. I have to run into two. Constable Halliwell! Constable Halliwell!
Yes, Sergeant, what was it?
Tell P.C. Bradley I have a job for him. Send him in.
I can't tell him, Sergeant. He's not here.
I can see that, can't I? Go and find out where he is.
I know where he is. He's at home, sick.
Well, go and... Oh, well, why didn't you say so, you dummy? No, no, don't answer that. Right, lad, now listen. I've got a job that should suit you right down to the ground, Halliwell. You'll be dealing with two other comics.
so.
Will you go easy with that case? You'll smash it.
All right, all right. Answer the phone while I try to open the case with a knife again.
Here, just take it easy.
Yeah, it's not mine. It's the Gadsden case.
Yes, and you're your dad's nutcase. Get off me, a gas thing. This knife's useless for opening locks. It could be all right if this was a horse with a stone in its hoof. I could get that out.
Yeah, this is me. I'm
it. Dummy
now. I'll be out.
You are?
Police? Well, I know
that.
I just told you, didn't I?
Oh, police again. Hang on, Alfie. I'll come and listen and explain the big words.
Oh, shut up. No, not you, Sergeant.
Hey? That's funny, Sergeant. Your voice has changed.
What is it?
It's the flower people. Man, the bizarre Sergeant Flower, only he's changed.
What is he now, a carrot?
Yeah, no. Oh, shut up. Yeah, hello again. Oh, you're not a sergeant. Are you P.C. Bradley, then? P.C. Bradley. The one the sergeant said he was sending round to the house to pick up the watches. Oh, you are Bradley. A detective. Oh, so you've been playing clothes. I see. Yeah, a couple of minutes. Right, yeah, constable.
What was all that about?
It was P.C. Bradley. He'll be here in a couple of minutes. Oh, only he's not a P.C. He's a detective. A D.C. It's funny him ringing me back like that.
Looks like a charm, Agatha. I told you he's a twit. I rang up to pretend I was a copper. And the fool told me he'd just been on to them and was expecting a P.C. Bradley to pick up the watches.
And what did you say?
Well, I told him I was Bradley. I'll be around in 2 minutes. Only I said I was a detective in plain clothes. Anyway, I'd better go into the house and get the watches before the real copper arrives.
Are you sure he won't recognize you?
Not him. With this moustache, the glasses, and a new voice, I could fool anyone. In the case of this clot, I bet I could borrow your hat and convince him I was his own mother.
Well, good luck, darling. As soon as you go in, I'll stop the car and be ready for a quick dash.
Right. Oh, just in case. If the real copper arrives while I'm out there, you blow your horn and call him over to the car and ask him the way to somewhere. That'll give me time to sort things out.
Oh, come on, Constable Bradley. Get the case open.
All right, just a minute. Oh, I think I've got it this time. There you are, that's done.
Smashing. They're right, you know. Our policemen are wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you, Constable. Well, now you've got the case open, we better see about the watches. What's up?
I was just looking across the road. There's a woman in a car talking to a policeman. There's something funny about it.
Let's have a look. Well, what do you mean, funny?
Well, the policeman's bending down.
And the woman's pinching him.
Shut up, you.
Hey, that's it.
I recognize it, the one with the hat on. She's the woman.
And the one in the copper's helmet is a man. Very good, Alfie.
That don't mean she's just a woman. She was working with a bloke on the ship.
Oh, she's a lady docker.
Yes. The smuggler, she was with him. She was his accompaniment. His accompaniment. His mate.
She was the smuggler's accomplice.
That's it. I can't remember picking up one of them.
You know what this means? That fella in the uniform must be the smuggler in disguise. Hey, up. He's coming towards the house.
Oh, right. He's coming to get the watches.
Unless he's coming to give you another job, Alfie. I mean, after what happened, he knows you have a good head for smuggling.
What do you mean, a good head for smuggling?
Well, there's lots of room in it to hide things.
You're asking for it, my lad.
Never mind arguing. You just grab his arms and I'll cosh him.
Oh, no, you won't. If Alfie's going to be coshed, I'll do it. You are?
No, but it's coshing me.
I'll cosh you both if you don't shut up. Now, you, son, you open the door. Now, when this phony Constable Bradley comes in, you grab his arms, Alfie, and leave the rest to me.
Hello, son. Is it a Mr. Hall here?
Yes, sir. Come in and get it. Get them. The watches.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it is about a parcel of watches you want to give to me.
Well, I'm Mr. Hall, but he's going to give it to you.
Shut up.
So you're a police constable, are you?
No. Can't you tell from the uniform? I'm a district nurse.
We knew you were because this is a detective you are.
The sergeant sent me to collect some watches. I'm P.C. Halliwell.
Well, that's where you've made a mistake. That's the wrong name.
Yes, you're Nurse Bradley. Darling, he is. Bradley, not the nurse, a detective. And I've got you.
Get off me.
Pull him down, Alfie, till I grab his helmet.
Oh, will you keep still till he hits you?
Right, hold that.
Ah, my head.
You moved, you twit.
Hold that.
of him.
Oh. He's taking care of both of them. Hey, that was a clever idea. Practicing on Alfie first.
Never mind. Give me the box of watches. And while you're tying up this crook, I'll go out and pinch the woman in the car.
Well, be careful she doesn't smack your face.
Don't be daft, Jimmy. The woman did... Oh, I get it. I pinched it. Oh, be hat. Oh, it hurts when I laugh.
Well, he certainly looks like a genuine policeman.
Oh, yes, that uniform's the real thing.
Oh, hey, he's very good at disguise, as the sergeant said.
Yes, but he couldn't fool me. I knew he was a baddie. He hadn't got the right name, had he, Alfie?
No, he said it was Halliwell, but we knew he was Nurse Bradley. He should have been, but the real nurse was here, the detective, I mean. And he went off in the car with that woman to pinch her, and she never slapped his face.
Alfie, what are you talking about?
The detective who I give the watches to. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a bit confused because my head hurts when I laugh.
Yes, so don't be so cruel, Susan. Cover your face up.
Shut up. What are you talking about, Alfie? The box of watches is still here on the sideboard.
Get away, this is my present. Alfie gave him the box of watches out of his case. Look, see, there you are, a box of watches. Alfie, oh, you clockhead. You've given the copper my present. Where's that poker?
So can we start again? Now, what exactly happened?
I can understand, Mr. Sinclair, why P.C. Halliwell wasn't too pleased at having to let Mr. All out of his cell.
Oh, well, he's got every right to be annoyed.
Why, he got the watches he came for. I'm the one who should be annoyed with Alfie. He gave my present away.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Your present's in that drawer there. That crook had it on him when we caught them.
Oh, good. Let's get it open. I don't even know what it is yet.
No, I'm afraid that's evidence, son. You can't have it till after the trial.
You what? How long will that be?
Oh, well, charged with smuggling, impersonating a police officer, magistrate's court, assizes, appeal. I should say about 8 months.
I can't wait that long.
Look, you'll have to wait.
Yeah, well, he might, but the present won't.
Why? What did you buy me?
Well, in France, I bought all foreign presents, and yours was a pound of Turkish delight.
You bird brain. Sergeant, arrest him.
What for?
Impersonating a human being.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody, Jack Watson, John Graham and Daphne Oxenford. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Well, Alfie said he'd buy me another present, a pound of chocolate. He's just gone home and left me a great big box of salt flakes. His shirts will look funny after his mum's washed them in my chocolate assortment.